Radio K, Real College Radio. You just heard the band DeLorean finish up an in-studio session with us here before their show tonight at First Avenue's 7th Street entry. Doors to that are at 8 p.m. and is 18 plus. While you're there, you can check out their new album, Apar, which is out on True Panther Sounds. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us today.
Thanks for having us here.
Absolutely, and happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to everybody, too.
Absolutely. So, it's been a while since you guys released your last record. That was 2010, is that right?
Yeah.
So what inspired you guys to go back into the studio and record this new album?
Well, it was like after... we put out the record in 2010, toured for nearly, I don't know, 2 years and a half or something like that. And then we really wanted to go back to the studio and have like a normal life again. And, you know, have some kind of routine that it's not the tour routine. So we kind of like, you know, built our studio a little bit. We wanted to get a bunch of hardware. That was one of the main inspirations or the main, goals that we set to ourselves. We want to have hardware, drum machines and stuff, and we don't want to make the record just by clicking on a mouse all the time. That's how Suvitha was basically made. And yeah, that was a starting point. Like, let's do a proper studio album. And we built our studio in Barcelona, and that's how we started.
Right on. So working with like actual instruments and doing less on the computer, what kind of sounds did you guys play with, and how was that different from the last album?
It was not absolutely different because we always. I mean, it's hard to get rid of the computer, honestly, 2014. I mean, computers are everywhere.
That's right.
Right. And we like working on the computer, especially because it's very easy to get, some ideas going very quick. But we do wanted to introduce guitars and drum machines and stuff from the earliest moment of the process. And we paid attention to a lot to guitar sounds, to even to synthesized guitar sounds, mm-hmm. and we wanted to go back to some kind of more traditional pop rock songwriting. Suvitha was very clubby, it was very ravey, it was like very dance inspired, it was very upbeat. We wanted to do something more contained, more like, our goal was like, let's try to write a proper song, in the classic sense of the word,
instead
of like making tracks. So I guess that process from going from tracks to songs, that's one of the main, goals that we set to ourselves on this album.
Awesome. I feel like that shows through in listening to the album. Absolutely. How has that changed your like live performances? Because you guys have been on tour for this album for about a month, is that right?
Yeah.
So how has that changed like the live playing?
Honestly, not much. We've always made a very clear distinction between the live show and the album works, the studio works.
Sure.
And so for us, the live set is just one separate thing, and we try to make a pretty upbeat, clubby, or dance-oriented live set. That's the way we feel that we want to be on stage, like high-energy shows, like a lot of beat, and kind of like all of the songs go together, kind of like in a session, so sure. to speak. So we adapted the songs that we from Apar that are more contained, as we talked, as we said, to a rather more upbeat kind of live concept.
Yeah, yeah.
So I wouldn't say it changed that much. Maybe we got a little older and we're like more quiet, but accepting that, I don't think it changed.
Yeah, yeah. Fair enough. So you said that you kind of started to set up a studio in Barcelona. Is that right?
Yeah.
But where exactly did you guys record it? I thought it was done primarily in New York. Is that correct?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we did all the... I don't know if this is the correct way to put it, but we did all the dirty work in our studio in Barcelona.
Sure.
I mean, all the tracking, all the you know, unpleasant part of the process of making the album.
Yeah.
And we wrote the album in Barcelona, but then we wanted to be in a proper studio with someone, like with a good producer. And we went to New York, record the album with Chris Zane at Gigantic Studios.
Okay.
And we spent 3 weeks there. It was pretty intense working during three weeks. And we're very happy with the result, actually. It was the first time that we went to a, you know, proper studio, big studio, mm-hmm. with, you know, a bunch of equipment and somebody who knows how to deal with that.
Yeah.
And that guy was Chris Zane. And we're, like, super happy. And we got along super well with Chris. And, you know, it was a very good experience.
Yeah. Awesome. So you guys, like I said earlier, you've been on tour for about a month. You got maybe, like, 2 weeks or so left. Any highlights from shows past or anything that you guys are really looking forward to coming in the future?
We're really looking forward for some good weather, but I don't think it's going to happen. we got very good shows in San Francisco, LA. I mean, most of the, like, almost all of the shows were great. And I don't know, we're happy to be back in Minneapolis. We like the city. It's kind of like an old Midwest city that we mm-hmm. like. And we're look forward to the show tonight. And yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it.
Right on. Yeah, the weather here is pretty brutal.
Yeah, if you compare it to Barcelona, it is.
Yeah. Well, thanks again, guys. This is a Valentine's Day treat in itself. I really appreciate you guys coming in. Is there anything else you'd like to add to our listeners before we wrap things up here?
Not really. Just hope you enjoyed the songs and stuff. And hope to make it to the show tonight, and we're happy to be here.
Right on. Again, that was DeLorean playing here live in Studio K before their show tonight at First Avenue 7th Street Entry. Doors to that are at 8 p.m., and that is 18+. And like I said, you can check out their new album, Apar, that's on True Panther Sounds. And you can find that at the show, I presume?
Yeah, sure.
Awesome. Now back to more new music here on Radio K. Real College Radio.